Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
I got to run to keep rolling, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight ride.
Chris, I know you heard that falsetto. I know you heard it.
And you lower the music just to keep yelling.
Ah, there you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 12:02 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you for a five-hour midnight ride. We still got Paulie Rosenberg on the other side. Turn around. Come on. Push the volume up. Do something with it. There it is. Fleegs is here as well. We got Marco. The gang is here. We got you for 5 hours. 888-808-1019 on this Wednesday morning. We'll be live on YouTube. Check out the live stream. Join the chat. Join in on everybody making fun of me. It's great. You know, We left the show yesterday. I was talking with my guy Fleegs, and we're talking about what the five-hour midnight ride was going to bring us on a Wednesday morning, and we were, you know... Thank you, Paulie. Have a wonderful evening. So we were talking about what we're gonna do for the show, and we're like, let's bring some positivity. Let's open the show talking New York Knicks as the season's about to start. We watched last night an incredible double overtime game. NBA on NBC. They're playing the music. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Everyone loved one of those songs that just immediately, for people of my age, fans of basketball, sport fans of my age, that song immediately brings me back to childhood. Immediately brings me back to when the Knicks were great, and Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley and Mason, and that team that we all fell in love with. And this team has as, you know, high hopes as that team. And we were going to roll right into a big, big Nick Wednesday, and we will still do it. We got plenty of time. And we said, like, even if the Jets announce who their quarterback is, that's not big enough news. We're going to do Knicks. Little did I know that the owner of the franchise, the man who runs the whole thing, the face of the organization, Woody Johnson, would speak and tell us who the quarterback's going to be moving forward, because how could you do it now? And say some of the dumber things about fans and faith and everything else. I mean, way to ruin it, Woody. Because my God, how inept, how incompetent does this guy sound? And I know it's probably not even fair at this point, but it's just so bad that every time he opens his mouth, you feel worse. They're 0-7. The coach seems in over his head. They got a quarterback who can't throw. They've lost every game. They're the worst team in the NFL. And yet it sounds worse today. after listening to that owner speak, and that's where we start with the quarterback position, because it's mind-boggling to me. It is mind-boggling to me, and we're going to play a couple of the highlights here that he had to say. You've heard them all day. You heard Marco say it, but we'll go over it in case you haven't on this Wednesday morning. The day flips anew, and let's hear the sound, because Woody Johnson, talking to the media today at the owner's meeting, whatever the hell this was, is talking about the quarterback, talking about the coach, talking about where this team is, some of his confidence level. And I'm telling you, this guy throws more players under the bus than, I mean, more quarterbacks in specific under the bus than any other executive. He has over the last couple years, badmouthed more quarterbacks than they have wins. Like, it's unbelievable. And this is what he had to say about Justin Fields in the quarterback position for the New York Jets.
It's hard when you have a quarterback with, with a rating that we got, you know.
Does he mean Madden rating?
But something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league.
Yeah, this was, today, a complete throwing Justin Fields under the bus and trying to hide that accident, the coach behind it, and make sure everybody looks at this. Look at how bad the quarterback is. Any quarterback would be, any coach would be this bad under Justin Fields. He later goes on to say, if we could throw a complete forward pass, that would be nice. He absolutely annihilates the quarterback, which would be fine because I've done it, you've done it, every Jet fan has done it, everyone on the station has done it. He's played that poorly. Where, sure. I mean, that's obvious. The quarterback position right now, and we've said it. I've said it about Dable the last couple days in the 2 years of losing. I said it about Robert Saleh with Zach Wilson. It is fair to say, my goodness, this quarterback is so awful. I don't know how we could expect anyone to win. There's just a couple problems, though. You know, specifically. They picked him! He's talking like they fell into this situation. They're talking like they drafted a young kid who's struggling. They're talking like they could have done one of a million different other situations. Here's the problem. You and the coach picked him. You specifically went out and got him and paid him $30 million. You did. How can you hide the coach behind the quarterback when you had Aaron Rodgers sitting there? You could have done a million different things. You could have brought in different quarterbacks. You could have kept Aaron Rodgers, figured out a way to maneuver the money down the line. Yeah, you're kicking the money down the line. But still, at any point, as Tiki Barber always likes to say, the cap is fungible. You could have found a way to work Aaron Rodgers into this team. He wanted to be here. He would have manipulated his contract. He would have figured out a way for it not to be $63 million hit on the cap. Like, he would have figured it out. They would have figured it out. Instead, they specifically went out and gave this dude a contract that nobody else wanted to give him. Because why? Because your assessment of the quarterback actually is right, Woody. He can't throw. But that's on you. That's on this coach. That's on you, and it's on the coach. Don't stand there like you didn't have an option about who the quarterback is. And while he's still the quarterback, while everything's in flux, while they haven't made a decision, while your coach, the one you're praising, and I want to get into something he said about him too. But the coach that you're praising here today, that you have faith in, that you speak to every day, that you hug every day, and you give him the encouragement every day of, hey, you hang in there. That coach picked him. And while the coach that you're talking about is out in the media saying, I don't know who the starting quarterback is, you're out there bashing him to a point where how the hell could the coach do anything else but now move on from him? The owner is standing there in front of the media saying the quarterback we can't win with, he can't complete a forward pass. They're still debating who the quarterback is.
Mm.
It is mind-numbing. It is absolutely mind-numbing that the owner of the team, while the coach just said to the media, you know, we're going through the process, I'm not sure who the quarterback is, to stand there and then trying to justify his first-year hire, who has only coached 7 games in the most inept way and had some of the more defining, just disastrous performances that any 7-game coach could ever freaking have, despite the quarterback playing so terribly awful. He sits there and answers the question that the coach isn't ready to answer yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That is dysfunction at its highest level. It is such a bad situation with the Jets. For him to just get up there, and how many different questions, like, what did he say about Zach Wilson? What do you have to say about Aaron Rodgers? What do you have to say about, I mean, I know it wasn't public, those two are public. It was released in a story by The Athletic that, you know, he's in the locker room screaming about how Mike White sucks. Stop pointing the finger at your quarterbacks, man. You and the people you hire drafted Zach Wilson. You and the people you hire decided to move on from Aaron Rodgers and go with a quarterback who you admit 7 weeks in can't complete a forward pass. That's on you and the coach that you're praising. And he literally also said something that I just think is completely mind-numbing for an owner to say. He said, when asked about this coach, he said, I know I would get up to play for him. He's the real deal. He tells you the truth. Other coaches tell you gobbledygook, which is what my uncle used to call caponata. You know caponata with the eggplant and the, like, he used to call it gobbledygook. I don't know why that popped in my head, but whenever I say it, that's what I hear. But other coaches lie. Robert Saleh had to be fired because some coaches lie. He had to go. He had to go mid-season right away. Because the team I put together was better than what he was coaching. And I was tired of listening to him. But Aaron Glenn, I could listen to all day. Aaron Glenn, I would get up for Aaron Glenn. It doesn't matter what you would do. It doesn't matter how he speaks to you. It doesn't matter if your long-term relationship with the guy is a great one who you feel confident in. All that matters is two different things. One, is this team getting up for him? And yeah, you can tell me till you're blue in the face that the defense has and the special teams has, and all that it comes down to is whether or not you can throw an incomplete pass. Or you could throw a forward pass. But, well, I would play for him. You're not playing for him. Your team is. And is your team playing for him? Because I see wide receivers frustrated with not doing anything at the end of the first half and yelling at him on the sidelines. I see a dejected running back who's way more talented than what this coach is allowing him to be and what this offense is allowing him to be. I see a team that's 0-7. The Dolphins are falling apart. The Dolphins are getting their ass kicked by, you know, Gabriel and the rookie quarterback and the Cleveland Browns. They're literally collapsing from within. And even they beat you. Even they beat you. And you're standing there telling us this coach's one problem is the quarterback he picked. You can't, I'm sorry, you cannot separate them. And then this is the point I've been trying to make. I'll continue to make it. It's so obvious that this coach and this owner picked this quarterback who can't throw. And you could say whatever you want about the coach and whether or not it's the quarterback's fault and this team would be better and blah, blah, blah. You know where this season is heading. And you know the decision that's coming in April. Bottom line. Bottom line. They are going to be drafting a quarterback. You just said that they have a quarterback who can't complete a forward pass. It's not a rookie, right? It's not some, you know, backup because the starter's hurt. This is a guy who had tape. This is a guy who had 4 years in the NFL. This is a guy who won football games for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the coach, one of the best coaches in the NFL and one of the more stable and good winning head coaches over the last 20 years in the NFL, still put his ass on the bench. And while the corpse of Russell Wilson was losing them games down the stretch of the season, he didn't even think to go back to him. But this is the guy that this coach wanted and that you paid $30 million to, and you fully admit 7 weeks in, he can't complete a forward pass, but you would play for this coach. He tells people the truth. He's a stand-up guy that I've had a long-term relationship with. So despite the absolute embarrassment that that decision was, I'm going to give him another one. The most important one of the entire franchise over the next 5-6 years is who they're going to draft number one and what quarterback they're going to move forward with. And that decision is going to fall at the feet of this head coach because I have immense faith in him. Immense faith. And then he tries to give you, speaking of faith, then he gives you some line about the faith of the fan. Like, I know Aaron Boone was asked in his press conference, what makes you confident? What would you say to Yankee fans to make them confident moving forward? And he said, I don't know. That's from a team that won 94 games. That's from a team that's been in the playoffs consistently. The owner of the New York Jets, the longest franchise in all four major sports without a playoff appearance, just told you the virtues of the fan base and the faith they have. The faith, the fan base, it's remarkable the faith they have. It is. It is remarkable. They have no faith. It's remarkable they continue to go to your games. It's remarkable they continue to buy your swag. It's remarkable they're still Jet fans because it is run in such an absolute disgrace of a manner that, I mean, it's hard to fathom how bad it is. And there is no light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm always the guy who defends coaches. I am. And I understand what he's pointing. He does have a quarterback that you can win with. He does have a quarterback who can't complete a forward pass. He does. He's the reason that the quarterback is there. Him and Mucci. They didn't want the headache or the problem that would have been Aaron Rodgers in the winning culture they were building. So they decided to bring in a quarterback who can run but not throw. And then, here's the best part. And then, they don't build an offense for him to run the football. They have him dropping back a million times, taking 9 sacks, because not only can he not complete a forward pass, he doesn't want to attempt it. I mean, It is so bad for Jet fans. I'm sorry, man. I am sorry. 888-808-1019. I mean, the owner talks, and it's just, it makes everything that you felt about this team worse. Somehow, 0-7, the worst team in the NFL, a coach that, you know, has, I don't want to say embarrassed himself, but has had some real moments here. An offense that has been, I mean, just worse than it's ever been. Worse than it's ever been. And that's saying a lot considering the other quarterbacks that he's bashed throughout the years. And the owner speaks, and it gets infinitely worse and dirtier and uglier. And it's just, don't talk. Don't talk. Because you don't do anyone any favors. Most, mostly the fans, secondary yourself, third, tertiary, that's a good word, tertiary, the fan base and the team. Like, it's just, Woody Johnson is one of those special individuals, man. He has the ability to make you feel worse about, you know, the worst situation ever. He'd be dropped in the river with cement shoes. Last thing you want to hear is Woody Johnson. Somehow it would get worse. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come back, continue, or start to take your phone calls. We'll start with the Jets and what a disaster the quarterback situation is. They get ready to play the Bengals this weekend. And then eventually we will get to your New York Knicks tomorrow night. Last night the season started on NBC. Brought back nostalgia. Great opening, you know, graphic. Great segment. A little Michael Jordan to get you going to start an NBA season. We'll get to that. And a great game, obviously, in a double overtime game. But we got the Knicks starting tonight. The biggest hyped up season we have had in forever. They are the second shortest odds to win the NBA championship. That has not happened since the mid-90s. That has not happened since NBC was doing basketball. This is as big a season as I can remember. The anticipation's as high as I can remember heading into a Knicks season for the last 30 years. And we've already got a little rain on that parade with a couple of injuries that are going to keep the guys from playing. And there you go. You wanted Tibbs out? You wanted Tibbs out? He plays too many guys. He plays too many minutes. Well, right away on opening day, load management starts. Hope you like it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Come back with your Jet calls. We'll get to the basketball. We'll get to the New York Giants as well as the New York Jets. So plenty to do. 5 hours to do it. Russell Wilson clapping back on social media. We can get to that as well. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on A Fan on this Wednesday morning. We'll be right back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.